James Foley reads a message, presumably scripted by his captors, denouncing America. And Foley's last words, quote, "I wish I had more time to see my family." And then James Foley is beheaded. The brutal ISIS executioner appears to have a British accent. James Foley, 40 years of age, was a freelance photojournalist from New Hampshire. ISIS, meanwhile, is now considered the world's most dangerous terror group, and not just that, but also the most repugnant. I want you to listen to this Iraqi-American. He lives in California and maintains sources inside Iraq.
Day by day, it's getting worse and worse. More children are being beheaded. Mothers are being raped and killed. The fathers are being hung.
The atrocities committed by ISIS are well known, but still you're startling me with the severity of what you're describing. You say they are beheading children?
They are systematically beheading children and mothers and fathers. The world hasn't seen an evil like this for generations. There's actually a park in Mosul that they've actually beheaded children and put their heads on a stick, and they have them in the park. This is crimes against humanity.
Beheading children. This is ISIS. Paul Cruickshank joins me, a CNN terrorism analyst, and Michael Weiss, columnist both at Foreign Policy and now Lebanon. Paul, let me just begin with you. You've written extensively about, you know, potential retaliation. Let me bring up the London accent of that masked ISIS terrorist who speaks in the video. We know that quite a few Europeans who fought with ISIS actually have gone back to Europe. Could this be a signal for them to start carrying out attacks either, you know, in Europe or the U.S.?
Well, the worry is, Brooke, that it could be. There are a significant number of Europeans in this group, up to 1,000 in this group, and that gives them the opportunity to train them and to get them to return to Europe and even onto the United States. To launch attacks. There's also civil concern because there are hundreds of people who fought with groups like ISIS in Syria and Iraq who are now back in Europe. There's concern that they could launch attacks in the days to come, Brooke.
So we talk about potential retaliation and attacks. Michael, to you, you have a little bit more on the video and of this attacker himself.
The Guardian just broke a story a couple hours ago disclosing that the man who did the beheading is thought to be called John. He's a British national from London, actually, and that he is part of a three-man ring of captors, all of them British. The nickname for this group is the Beatles because of their national origin. Mm. And I think, you know, the reason that ISIS is employing Brits, people who speak fluent English, this is propaganda designed squarely at the United States and Western countries. This is both a recruitment call for more jihadis or more foreign nationals to join the cause, and also a message to the United States. Everybody we're fighting here, all these peaceful protesters before there was an armed campaign, they're all terrorists, they're all Al-Qaeda. Now, this video is the perfect propaganda point for Bashar al-Assad, and indeed for Vladimir Putin, who's been making the same exact case to the United States for ages.